Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, is this Nicole?
It is.
Nicole, hi. This is Ted Baker. I spoke with you a couple of weeks ago. You were going to call me back because I had the flu last week.
Yes. How are you feeling now?
Oh, just about 90%.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Let me pull your information up here. Give me one sec. Was this for Diversified Chemicals?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I had a few questions here. Now, in regards to the funding, what were you looking to use that for?
Primarily just to pay off some debt and a little bridge loan to get through the winter.
Okay. Is it usually slower in the winter?
Well, business, we're running about 25% ahead for the year overall.
Okay.
But two things have happened. It's kind of outstripped my cash flow. And the other thing is now, with the impending election, business has slowed down a bit. And now we've got this, situation where I bought product and now I'm sitting here waiting to sell it because it always slows down before a major election, then it gets right back.
Okay. Was there an amount you were looking for?
Pardon me?
Was there a certain amount you were looking for?
It's been so long when I talked to Ruben. Wasn't it Ruben I talked to? Yeah.
Ruben,
a couple, 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Long time. We were talking about somewhere around $40,000, I believe.
$40,000, okay. And the debt you were looking to pay off, what kind of debt is that?
Well, most of my suppliers don't have open account. Probably 50% of them do. And so it's on some cards.
Okay. Perfect. And what was your time frame for getting the funding?
Well, I was in no hurry for it. When we started a month ago, but we're still, I went out of the country for a week and was sick for a week. So in any time if we're going to do it.
Okay. Did you go anywhere fun?
I went to Dominican Republic, went to a place called Las Torinas. It's not, everybody goes Punta Cana, and I go, no.
Yes.
I've been to Punta Cana. It's... I call that Las Vegas on the beach, but this is a town. It's up on the Samaná Peninsula, and it's just totally, totally different.
Yeah. Do you go there often?
Well, I'm going back in January.
Oh, wow. You liked it that much, huh?
Third trip, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking at possibly buying a place there in the next year or two. Looking at some real estate.
Is that... Punta Cana more like Cancun, do you think? Or
I've never been to Cancun, but I would say so. Punta Cana has these huge, huge all-inclusive hotels with, 5 to 8 pools and 5 or 6 different themed restaurants. The drinks are bad and the food's worse.
Oh, gosh. Do they have casinos there?
A couple of them do. I stayed at the Hard Rock. It was a moon palace. And then they brought Hard Rock in. And that's, I think, is probably the biggest one there. It's like a 15-minute walk from the front of the building to the beach. It's
that big.
Shuttle carts all the time to all people because it literally is a 15-minute walk.
Yeah.
Bam, from the front to the back. So, they all have sunken tubs in them, and they have four different, they'll have vodka, gin, rum, and whiskey in dispensers where you push a button, and you fix it in your room.
Oh, it's in your room?
That's
in your room.
Yeah, and it's all nice, but it's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
For the young and beautiful rather than the old and round.
All right. Well, I did want to talk to you because it looks like we'll have a few different options for you. So I can either email that over later today or on Monday. What we're thinking is an approval, our max approval for the business would be, and it doesn't sound like you need this, but we could go up to $155,000. The longest term would be 18 months. And we have anything down to, you know, 6 months or anywhere in between. Did you have a preference on a term length?
I was thinking probably 12 to 18.
Okay. So typically, and I don't know how in-depth Ruben went in regards to this program. Did he explain it at all? Or?
Well, keep talking. I also talked to somebody else.
Uh-huh.
I was Ruben, and then another guy, and now you, so I don't even remember.
Yeah. But did they explain how the working capital program just works in general?
Why don't you tell me?
Okay. So the numbers we come up with in terms of the approval amounts are usually about 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue.
Okay.
And then we'll approve you for the longest term, and then you can decide what term length you actually want. Typically, we see the longer the term, the more you would pay back in overall interest. Not always the case, but usually that's the general rule of thumb. So we like to give you some different options to look at just to make sure it's going to work well with the business.
Right.
Most of the programs you can pay off early and get a discount as well. And the programs are usually paid back either daily, Monday through Friday, or weekly.
Okay.
So that's how the payback would be. As well. So if you get approved for both options, we'll let you decide. And then you would decide the loan amount and the term length as well.
All right.
Okay. The rates will range anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar to usually 25 cents on the dollar and anywhere in between. And again, it'll come down to, it could be the term length, or we'll look at just how strong the cash flow is, credit, and certain industries as well. That'll dictate what the payback on the loan will be.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'll do, and do you have, are you okay with having a daily opposed to a weekly?
Yeah, actually I am. That sometimes can make it a little easier because you know that amount's coming out every day as opposed to having to come up with one chunk at one time, so.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll give you a few different options. Excuse me. Some daily and some weekly to look at. There might be a better option in terms of an approval that might be daily. And so I just want to show that to you. And then if everything looks good, were you looking maybe next week, in a few weeks to take the funding?
I would say within the next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks. Okay.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I've been in business for a long time, and I've got my own money.
Sure.
I can fund that and pay my. I've already checked with my accountant, and he said, "Sure, you can loan it to the company and then pay it back." But if I decide I want to make a down payment on a place in Dominican, then there goes some of my money.
So okay.
I'm looking at what I can earn on my own money by loaning it to my business. You know, if you guys are going to charge me 25% interest, then I'm not interested. It's that simple.
Right.
That's what John is the other guy I was talking to.
Okay.
And I made this all very clear to him. So.
Okay. So if the interest is the main factor, then we'll present some options that are going to be, you know, pretty competitive in terms of a rate for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the interest is all important. I don't have to have the money. I have other resources. And, you know, if, you know, I've talked to guys, they want to charge me 20%, 25%. Mm-hmm. Boys, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I don't need your money that bad, so.
Sure.
I'm not going to pay it, so. But if you send that stuff over, we'll take a look at it and see if we want to.
Okay. Perfect. I think we may have a program. I just need to double check. It would be pretty good. It's going to be much lower than 20%. And it would be the longest term, 18 months. But what I like about it is that you can waive any remaining interest on the loan at any time.
Right, that's important too.
So 100% interest forgiveness.
Yeah.
We usually have discounts between 5 and 25%. This is 100%. So it's a pretty good approval. I just want to get those numbers together, and then I'll send that over to you later today.
That'll be fine.
I think that would be more up your alley.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Just send it over.
Okay.
Get it ready.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.